How are you guys doing, my friends? How are you guys feeling mentally, physically? For those who are new, welcome. For those who have been here before, welcome back. My spirits and my angels and the universe, they wanted me to send you guys a message today to tell you guys that you guys are on the right path. The one listening to me right now, sweetheart, you are not lost. You are exactly where you are supposed to be. And the Yin Cha community is so thankful for your presence. You and me, we are friends now. Today's proverb of the day, Fa Wo Jing Er. You might be familiar with the Latin phrase carpe diem, seize the day, to make the most out of the present moment. So before we get started on today's episode, I will give you time to brew your cup of tea so we can sit and we can chat together, my friends. Let's go. In the American culture, coffee is a popular choice of drink. Coffee in America is about convenience, accessibility, personalization. You get to choose what you would like in your coffee. All of this to say, you would typically find Americans drink coffee at home or grab a cup of coffee before heading into the office. Today's society, coffee has become synonymous with productivity and getting work done. In the Chinese culture, tea is a popular choice of drink. Tea culture has a long history in China. For more than 3,000 years, dating back to Chinese Buddhist monks, drinking tea helped them concentrate during long hours of meditation and prayers. Drinking tea plays a big part in the Asian culture because sharing tea is about being with friends and family, and it's one of life's true delights. It's about the interesting and the enlightening conversations that we share with each other that create the fond memory. Today, I will talk about the different types of tea. Teas are based on leaf variety, harvest season, and the level of oxidation. This is the process of tea leaves being exposed to air before they are heat roasted. Oxidation is the same process when you slice an apple and you leave it out for too long. You ever notice that apple will turn brown? In the same manner, it all starts when the tea leaves are plucked from the Camellia sinensis plant. So what are the different types of tea? We have white tea. The buds are scattered on bamboo trays and they're slowly wilted with constant airflow for 30 hours through the process of what we call fading. We also have green tea. Tea leaf is roasted immediately after harvest. They are not oxidized. Hence, you might even notice that the leaves are bright green. Third type of tea is oolong tea. These tea leaves sit between the spectrum of green and black tea in terms of oxidation. Another type of tea is black tea, in Chinese as hong cha, because of the reddish color of the tea when it's brewed. Black tea is fully oxidized. They are exposed to the air a bit longer before the heat roasting, which results in rich and strong taste. Another type of tea is pu'er. This tea is aged and post-fermented as flavors develop with age. This is similar to wine. We also have herbal tea, jasmine tea, mo, li, hua, cha, floral-scented tea with jasmine flowers and a mixture of green tea. Another type of tea, milk tea, nai cha, popular among younger generations, as these are considered sugary drinks, creamy, sweet flavored. We also have matcha, powdered green tea. Green tea leaves are grounded into a very fine powder, a smooth and rich taste with a small hint of bitterness, emphasizing this idea that drinking tea is about balance, peace, focusing on the present moment. Thich Nhat Hanh said this best. Drink your tea slowly as if it is the axis on which the world's earth revolves. Slowly, evenly, without rushing toward the future. That's why tea drinking is favored from people all around the world, because it's not about the tea, it's about the experience. Here are some benefits of drinking tea. Number one, it's anti-inflammatory. Tea with ingredients like ginger, turmeric, chamomile, they all have properties of reducing inflammation. Number two, it helps treat high blood pressure. Number three, if you have a hard time going to sleep, guess what? Herbal tea with lavender, lemongrass, chamomile are known to aid with sleep, so you have a good night rest. Number four, cleanses the body of toxin, detoxification, as tea contains antioxidants. Number five, L-theanine is an amino acid found in green and black tea, which helps promote relaxation, eases anxiety, and also increase alertness and focus. Number six, boosts your immune system to fight illness. Tea with ingredients such as pepper, lemongrass, it strengthens your immune system. Number seven, if you're coming down with a cough or a sore throat, ingredients like chamomile or honey work best with your preferred tea. Number eight, healthier alternative than soda. Tea contains less caffeine and sugar, but just as much flavor. Now, I do have to put a disclaimer. The statements that I have talked about have not been evaluated by the FDA. This information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases and should not be considered as medical advice for dealing with a given problem. This information is based on my opinion, my experiences, in-depth research about the benefits of drinking tea. It is the consumer's responsibility to become familiar with the contradictions of any tea before drinking. I advise you, please consult a health professional before drinking any tea for health or medical reasons. Now that I got that out of the way, here are five tips on effective tea drinking, as this will allow you to enjoy your experience to the full. Number one, steep time affects the tea flavor. This is one of the most important factors when brewing tea. Not all tea leaves have the same steeping time. With whole new leaves, it is recommended to steep multiple times. Generally, when it comes to tea, the rule follows. The shorter the steep time, the less bitter the tea. If you steep the tea for too long, you'll end up with a strong, bitter cup of tea. Here's a general breakdown of steep time based on tea. Green tea, the steep time is 1 to 2 minutes. White tea, 2 to 3 minutes. Oolong tea, 2 to 3 minutes. Black tea, 3 to 5 minutes. Pu'er, 5 to 6 minutes. And herbal tea, 5 to 10 minutes. Number two of effective tea drinking. Check the water temperature. Tea is packed with flavor and it tastes best when it's not overcooked. Use a lower water temperature for a sweeter brew. For example, white tea. Number three, drink it hot. Best to drink the tea hot to reap the benefit. Number four, check the time. The best time to drink tea is in between meals. Avoid drinking tea on an empty stomach. It is very likely to upset your stomach. And last but not least, number five, shelf life. To make the tea fresh, it is important to store it in an airtight bag or container because tea is not to be exposed to air, heat, light, and moisture. Avoid storing the tea next to a sunny window. Tea doesn't usually go bad, but it will lose its flavor over time. All in all, tea is an important part of the Chinese culture. All pure tea are produced from the same tea plant, Camellia sinensis. Yet, each tea produces a unique and distinct flavor, yet they have different harvesting and processing methods based on region, climate, and the level of oxidation. Whatever your preferred choice of tea is, the drinking tea offers a plethora of benefits. Health benefits such as reducing the impact of stress to boosting your energy levels. Now that you know the benefits, what are you waiting for? Grab yourself a cup of tea and see for yourself. You might have the habit of drinking tea. If you like this episode, please share this episode if you found it helpful. And subscribe to the podcast so you never miss out on any future episodes when I upload. I will see you on the other side.